Good evening. Brother Duane has asked us to read from John 10. John 10, we're going to read verses 1 through 18. Titled The Good Shepherd. As I looked at that title, I thought it's not just a shepherd, he's the good shepherd. Okay, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And he that entereth in by the door, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, to whom the porter openeth. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And he putteth them, and he putteth forth his own sheep, and he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling is not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. All who are able at this time, let's kneel for prayer.
Thank Brother Nathan for his prayer, as well as each of you who have prayed for the speaker this evening. The title of the message this evening is The Good Shepherd's Care for His Sheep. On a sunny morning, September 3rd, 1999, a thick fog formed along a section of Ontario's busiest highway, the 401. Car followed car into the fog, its driver hoping the highway ahead was clear. It was not. A total of 87 cars, trucks, and vans collided in this wrecking yard stretching over half a mile. 8 people died, and 85 were injured. We need to be careful that when following someone, the person you're following knows where they're taking you. In John 10, Jesus shares a parable, as verse 6 calls it, that talks about the shepherding of sheep. Sheep herding was very common to the people of this time and in this culture. And within this parable, Jesus presents himself as the shepherd of the sheep. In fact, he says in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. And implied by this parable that Jesus shared is that he can be trusted by those who choose to follow him. Why? Well, verse 11b, which says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then verse 12, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catches him, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. Implied that the shepherd cares for the sheep. Jesus, as the good shepherd, gave his life for the sheep, which was the ultimate act of showing love and care for one's sheep that a shepherd could do. Meaning that Jesus is trustworthy to those who choose to follow him. In verse 15, Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. And then in verses 17 and 18, Jesus also speaks of laying down his life. The sheep represent true believers in Jesus Christ. In verse 24, the Jews came to Jesus and they said this, how long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And notice Jesus' answer in verses 25 and 26. Jesus answered them, I told you and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness or testify of me. But ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Jesus said that he had already told them that he was the Christ through his works, but they didn't believe, so they weren't of his sheep. Sheep are those who believe in the Lord Jesus, believe that he is who he says he is. Those that believe are sheep are those that believe in his works, that reveal who he is as God's Son. And those who believe that he is the Christ, the anointed one, the King, the Savior. And sheep are those who believe that he gave his life for them. So as believers of the Good Shepherd, we are his sheep and are following one who can be trusted. Now the sermon this evening is not meant to be a complete discourse of this parable, but the purpose and what I want to get or try to get across is to recognize five truths concerning the relationship between the Good Shepherd, Jesus, and his sheep, us as believers. Number one, the Good Shepherd is actively leading us, his sheep. Verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. A true shepherd came to the door of the sheepfold, he didn't try to get in another way. And then verse 3, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. It was common during this time for there to be multiple sheep herds in a sheepfold. So the shepherd would come in the morning and call his flock together to him. The sheep knew the voice of their own shepherd, and they would come to him. And in a similar way, as believers, we've heard the voice of Jesus calling us, the Good Shepherd calling us to salvation and gathering us together with his flock of believers. And then as his sheep, the Good Shepherd leads us. Now this is happening now. The Good Shepherd, Jesus, is leading us as believers. He is in control. He guides our lives. He wants to take us to green pastures where there's peace and security in trusting the Good Shepherd. That means as a sheep, and you make this personable to you, but as a sheep of the Good Shepherd, he guided my life yesterday and in the past, and he's guiding it today, and he will guide it tomorrow and in the future. He's actively guiding my life. Listen, it gets even better. Verse 4 says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Not only is Jesus the Good Shepherd leading us his sheep, but number two, the Good Shepherd goeth before his sheep. He is actively, meaning it's happening now and will continue actively leading us by going before or in front of us. He's in front of us leading our lives. What does that mean for us? It means that nothing can get to us without first getting past him. Isn't that incredible? Nothing can get to us without first getting past him. Jesus as God allows and disallows what comes into our lives. Jesus as God allows and disallows what comes into our lives. We need to hold on to that. This brings a peace in knowing that whatever I'm dealing with in my life, whatever you're dealing with, and whatever comes in the future is allowed by Jesus for his reason. It also means that what happens in our lives, and you heard this morning, no matter how bad, it doesn't catch Jesus by surprise. Because he goeth before us. The songwriter says it well in this way. He says, it may be a phone call that comes without warning, and suddenly my heart is breaking. It may be a headline I wake to one morning, and suddenly my world is shaking. But every now and then, when life falls apart, there's a truth I trust that calms my heart. Nothing takes you by surprise. Here beneath these troubled skies, there's a comfort just to realize nothing takes you by surprise. Sometimes the hard times seem senseless and random, like life's just a series of choices, or chances, I'm sorry. Like life's just a series of chances. But come what may, you never left us abandoned. You are God over all circumstances, and nothing on earth could ever change your plans. You're in control and we're in your hands, because nothing takes you by surprise. Though bitter winds blow, this truth is sweet. Things out of our hands are still where? Under his feet. Nothing takes you by surprise. I just think this is a tremendous truth for us as believers. And I know that we've heard it before, but I don't know about you. I need to hear it again and to be reinforced. But this truth that he's in front of us, for me it means this, that I didn't just happen to get kidney disease, and I didn't just happen to get cancer and become part of the percentage of people that get it. These issues in my life had to get past Jesus first. He had to allow them. And when he did it, it was for his reason. Hallelujah. That's the God that, like Brother Glenn brought out so well this morning, our great God that we serve. You know, that puts purpose in it. It puts purpose in what has happened in my life and what is happening and what will happen in the future. And it brings peace, even in the midst of the storms, because my Lord and your Lord, my Lord's going before me, he's going before you. George Young was a carpenter like the one whom he preached about during the mid to late 19th century. He didn't make much money in the rural communities where he pastored, but was able to build a small house where he and his wife lived. And while George was away conducting revival meetings, people who didn't like his gospel message burned his house down. And after that, he wrote the song, God Leads His Dear Children Along. Now listen to the words. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the water's cold flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Oh, that's nice. He's leading us on the mount. Now listen. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. And then the chorus, some through the waters, some through the flood. Notice what he puts here. Some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. God leads his children along. You know, George's wife also lived by the words of that song that George had written. It was years later when a music publisher found out that George had died. He wanted to talk to George's widow. And after discovering she lived in a home for the poor, he hesitated to visit. How could he talk to her about God's leading in view of her poverty? Mrs. Young told him this: God led me here. I am so glad he did, for every month someone comes into this place to spend the rest of their days. So many of them don't know my Jesus. I'm having the time of my life leading them to Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to know how God leads? Well, through this parable in John 10, we know that Jesus is a good shepherd. He is actively leading us, and he goeth before us. And then continuing in verse 4, it says, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. So point number 3 is the good shepherd's sheep follow him. What does following Jesus mean? What does it mean to you, I wonder? How do we follow Jesus? Well, the word follow means to be in the same way. And someone has defined following Jesus in this way. Quote, to live in accordance with his teachings and example and to put him above all else in your life, unquote. And I think that sums it up pretty well. Following Jesus means Jesus is Lord. I'm following him, Lord of our lives. It means we're obeying his word and imitating his example, becoming like him in the same way. True believers, the sheep follow the good shepherd. Sheep follow their shepherd. They know their shepherd's voice. This is the way it is. The good shepherd's sheep follow him. But this does place a responsibility upon each of us to make choices that comply with following our shepherd. My thoughts, my actions, my words, my attitudes and desires, are they in accordance with following the good shepherd? Now, I'm not saying that we never fail, or when we do, we're no longer a sheep of the good shepherd. But is the major testimony of my life one that shows I'm following the good shepherd? Because true sheep follow him. A truth for us to live by is that the good shepherd's sheep follow the good shepherd. Well, continuing there in John 10, verse 4 continues saying, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And then jumping to verse 14, I want to include this. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. So point 4 is the good shepherd's sheep know his voice and are known by him. As believers of the Lord Jesus, the good shepherd, we know his voice. We know the voice of Jesus. Not the literal voice, But we know his voice through the scriptures. He speaks to us through the Bible, the voice of Jesus. We know his voice through the Holy Spirit, who is always in accordance to God's word, the Holy Spirit. We know Jesus' voice through reason that aligns with scripture and not just on feelings. We have to be careful with feelings. Feelings are good. And we have to be careful because Jesus speaks to us, or one of the ways is through reason that aligns with scripture. We know the Good Shepherd's voice through our consciences and how he works there. We know his voice, the voice of Jesus, through providential events. We like to call them God moments. We hear the voice of Jesus. We hear the voice of the Good Shepherd when red flags go up in our mind about something. We don't know the voice of a stranger and won't follow him. But we hear the voice of Jesus and follow him. Well, not only do believers know the Good Shepherd's voice, but believers are known by the Good Shepherd. As a believer, he knows our name. He knows your name. He knows my name. I like to have kept kind of a secret from the school students. They'd like to know my middle name. I won't tell them. They've made some guesses over time, and I don't think they've ever hit it. I'm not going to tell you tonight either, because that could get out. But God knows my whole name. He knows yours. And he knows all about you. He knows all about me. But with all of that, he cares so that much that he's involved for our good. Isn't that incredible? All the believers, down through time, and now all the believers that are living today, he's knows all about them. He's involved in each life for the good of the person. This all speaks of what? A personal relationship between believers and the Lord Jesus. Salvation doesn't consist of following of checklists of do's and don'ts. Rather, it is a personal relationship where a person knows the Lord Jesus, and Jesus knows the person, and out of that personal relationship, the person is following Christ, and the checklist, what we do and what we won't do, become a result of the relationship. Isn't that great? It's a relationship of the sheep with the shepherd, the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd's sheep know his voice and are known by him. As believers, we hear the voice of our Good Shepherd. We are known by him and we follow him, with the result being, number 5, the Good Shepherd's sheep are secure. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And verse 30, I and my Father are one. I didn't have all those verses read to get there, but that wanted part of the message tonight. I and my Father are one. There's the authority needed behind what the Good Shepherd is saying about his sheep. He's God. He claims to be one with the Father, so he's God. And we can count on the Good Shepherd to be true to his word about us as believers and his sheep. Listen, a believer who hears the voice of the Good Shepherd and is known by the Good Shepherd and follows, as we defined it, follows the good shepherd. And all of those verbs have an action, or they mean an action in progress. So it's an ongoing. When it's a habitual part or habitual life of the sheep and ongoing, he or she has eternal life and shall never perish. When I started at Rite Aid, got my foot in the door, or somebody worked there that I knew or was actually related to me, married my cousin is how it was, got my foot in the door and I got a job. And what they told me, because things were this way more back then, they told me I had a place to hang my hat on, meaning it would last. It lasted like 13 years. Wasn't as secure as they made out. But for the sheep who have heard the voice of the Savior, who follow him and are known by him, whose habitual life is one of following as a sheep, are promised security and that they will never perish and have eternal life. And neither shall any man pluck them out of the good shepherd's hand. Listen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. True believers are secure, and you and I, as a true believer, are secure in our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. We just scanned the tops off of these truths, really. But what incredible truths from Jesus as the good shepherd. And what that means to me personally and to you. As believers who are the good shepherd's sheep, Jesus is actively leading our lives. That means he's doing it now and will continue to. Jesus goeth before us. We follow Jesus, the good shepherd. We know Jesus' voice and are known by him. And we as sheep of the good shepherd are secure in him.
Isn't it a blessing we have a loving God tonight? Friday at market, when I was working at our market stand on Friday, I had so many people come up, and all they wanted to talk about was the election, pretty much. When I was working behind the stand, seems like people come to market sometimes just to have a therapy section, I'm not sure. But one fella asked me if I vote, and I answered, no, I don't. And he got on me pretty hard, that he said, you know your voice matters. And I told him, I said, I pray to God and I'm certain he hears my voice. Now, I'm not saying this that you, either way, if you vote or don't, but it's good to know we have a loving shepherd. It's in his hands, and whatever this week brings, we can trust in him. I can say amen to Dwayne's message. It meant a lot to me. And let's stand for prayer.